Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Torah tells us that we need to pay our daily workers within a certain time frame. And there are two separate psukim, two separate statements in the Torah about this. One is that it tells us, first it's a mitzvah saseh. There is a positive commandment, b'yomo titein scharo, that you need to pay your worker the same day. However, in terms of negative prohibitions, lo sasehs, there's two different statements. One is, v'lo savo alav ha-shemesh, that the sun should not set upon him without having paid him. And the pasuk also says, lo solin pula sachir et chad boker, you should not let the evening pass until the morning without having paid your worker. So one seems to say that the sun should not set without having paid him. The other one seems to say that you should not the sun rise without paying him. And that's referring to two different distinct cases. The Mishnah says, Schir Yom, somebody who you paid, who you hired, rather, to work during the day, and he's supposed to finish by the evening. So Gova Kol HaLaila, he can collect the whole following night. You have the whole night to pay him. During the day, you can't pay him because we understand that Schiris Eina Mishtalemas Elul Besof, that a person doesn't get paid until the end of his hired time. And so when he finishes towards the evening, you have the whole night. And that it's about him that the Pasuk says, Lo Solon Pula Sachir Et Chad Boker, that you should not go till the morning without paying him. Once the morning comes, you will violate this lav, this prohibition, and therefore you have all night to pay him, but at the time of the end of the night, you have to pay him by then. Schir Laila, the Mishnah says, what about somebody you hire to work during the night? Gova Kol Hayom, he can collect his schar all day long. So because the pasuk says b'yomo titein schar v'lo solovo alav ha-shemesh, that the sun should not set upon him, that is referring to somebody who worked at night, and therefore you have all day in order to pay him. The Mishnah now moves into somebody known as schir sha'os, somebody who's hired just for several hours. They're not hired for the full day, for the full evening. So schir sha'os gova kol ha-layla v'chol ha-yom. Depending on whether or not he was hired for a few hours during the day or a few hours at night, he can either collect his wages. He has to be paid within the evening. Let's say if he was a worker at night, he worked for an hour during the night, you have all night to pay him. And if he's a worker during the day for an hour or two, then you have the entire day to pay him. But beyond that, it would be in violation. Now, if a person is a schir Shabbos, he's hired for the week, schir chodesh, or for the entire month, or schir shana for an entire year, schir shavua for an entire set of 7 years. So when do you have to have paid him? So it depends. Yotza vayom, if he exits the job in the middle of the day, gova kol hayom, he's like an hourly worker during that day, and he needs to be paid by sometime by the end of that day. Yotza v'layla, if he went out at night, after this period of work, gove kol ha-layla v'chol ha-yom, he collects that night, that whole night, and the whole next day. Now, the Gemara points out that this is not in line with what we said before. This case of where he finishes his whole period is similar to the case where a person worked for part of the night or part of the day. We said before that if you work part of the day, you collect all the rest of that day. If you worked part of the night, you collect the rest of that night. So why over here, when you go out at night, are you collecting the whole night plus the whole next day? So the Gemara explains that this last statement in the Seifa is not in accordance with the Tanakhama, but rather it's the opinion of Reb Shimon, who disagrees with the Tanakhama, and says even regarding the Tanakhama's case, if a person worked a couple hours during the night, he also would, according to Reb Shimon, collect not just during the night, but also the next day, since, according to his opinion, the day it follows the night, it's in halacha, and therefore you have the whole next day as well, both in the case of Schir Sha'os Balayla, as well as in this case where he's going out in the middle of the night after a long period, you again collect that night plus the entire next day, according to Rabbi Shimon.